Today, we learn about the trash issues on Kauai as part of our series, Trashing the Islands. HPR's Ku'uwehi Hiraishi joins us this morning to talk about her deep dive into the Garden Isles Opala.
Good morning, Catherine. Kauai County is on a really tight timeline right now. If you look at their landfill, they just have gone through an expansion of the landfill, which will give them another 7 years. And so that's a tight timeline when you think of the landfill business, because it'll probably take another 8 to 10 years to actually site a new landfill, if that's where they're going to go. So right now, the game plan is a potential site closer to town. So the landfill right now, the only landfill on Kauai, is out on the west side in Kekaha, right? So Waimea area. They are looking right now, the county is a new landfill site closer to town in Hanamaulu, which is sort of near the airport. And the price tag on that, which is what worries Mayor Derek Kawakami, is estimated right now to be as much as $100 million.
Ouch.
And a bulk of that is for the road that will, you know, take folks to this landfill. So they are potentially looking at another site. They don't know where yet, but another site for the landfill would be another option. The last option is possibly reopening the first phase of Kekaha landfill. So they're doing a mining study right now to see what materials are in there that could possibly be taken out that, you know, now we can recycle, or now we know how to dispose of, for example, cars. Take those out. Maybe we can have another as much as, I think, 30 years more if we reopen that first site.
No, I've been to that landfill, but that was many years ago. But I imagine, yeah, there's a lot underneath there.
Exactly. And figuring out, you know, I think this is what all counties are grappling right now. Figuring out what to do when your first landfill fills up is something that Kauai is definitely dealing with. But space on that small rural island is sort of their biggest challenge.
And the issue with the airports, I know, because with Ryan Finnerty's story, the concern that Hilo had. Well, you're from Hilo, you know about that with the bird strikes.
Yes, and that was the same that came up during conversations with Kauai County and that airport as well. And, you know, it's figuring out how to work with all these entities to make something like this happen is going to take a lot of time, but also a lot of money. And so right now, but it's, I think the biggest challenge for Kauai County, from what I've heard in interviews, is just finding space for everything, for the trash, for any programs you want to divert that trash from the landfill. So I got to speak to Allison Fraley, Solid Waste Management Program Coordinator for Kauai County, about that challenge of space.
Well, infrastructure is a challenge for us because we're so small. We generate such a small amount of waste compared to any place else that, you know, you just don't have that much stuff running through a facility. We don't have a lot of competition for certain processes because it's just a one company job, you know. So things like that, the fact that we're small is a challenge for us.
All right, so one company job, speaking of that, most recently, what's kind of complicating matters for the county of Kauai was that their landfill operator, the contract negotiations with Waste Management of Hawaii, who had operated the landfill for many years, those contract negotiations broke down late last year. And so the county actually took over operation of the landfill, which is another cost, out in Kekaha. And that started in December. So they're a county in transition right now when it comes to waste management.
Yeah, and that whole issue of privatization has a long history, I think, as we saw on the Big Island, where that became an issue for, I think it was UPW at the time. So, yeah, it's complicated.
It is, and I think focusing on the front end is what I hear from a lot of county officials, but also folks out in the community, is figuring out how to divert waste away from the landfill. So on Kauai, they've got about a 43% diversion rate, meaning 43% of the waste that they do produce on island actually gets diverted and not put in the landfill at all through recycling programs, reuse programs, and whatnot. And one program that's been especially big for Kauai is their home composting program. So this is going on for nearly 20 years. Here's Fraley and Recycling Program Coordinator for Kauai County, Keola Aki, talking about this program.
We've been distributing free backyard composting bins to residents for the last 17 years. When we say free, people do get excited.
Yeah, we give out a whole bunch every month. We distribute about 30 a month, and it comes out to less than $5 per ton for processing, which is the cheapest or most cost-effective program we have on INET.
Because we just have the one-time purchase of the unit, and people just take, instead of putting it, you know, at the curb or us paying contractors to manage the material, it's managed in everybody's backyard.
I stayed with a friend of mine up in Wailua Homestead. He had one in his backyard. So it's just this sort of like R2-D2 looking device. You put the, it's called an earth machine. You put the waste in up top. You can put green waste, paper, newspaper, all of your food for the most part up at the top. And then at the end of several months, you'll get soil that you can use for your garden. And so I've heard a lot of good things about how residents like this program. It's also free, which is nice. So every Friday you can go to the Ahukini Recycling Center there and pick one up. It's as easy as that. And convenience is huge when you're thinking about how to help people get waste away from the landfill, right? So food waste doesn't account for a lot on Kauai. It's about 10% of the waste stream. But here in Oahu, it's 20%.
Right. But it's interesting when you think about, what's your footprint and how do you reduce it?
Exactly. I had Allison actually Fraley gave me this exercise to do while I was there, where I take all my trash from my day that I generate and put it in a bag and carry it with me. And just the idea of knowing that this trash doesn't go away, that somebody's going to have to deal with it. I feel like it's going to, when you throw things away, I've done my job. It's in a trash can. But when I had to carry it around, I tell you, going to Starbucks while I was on Kauai was generating too much trash for my bag.
Interesting. I guess I never thought about that. I wonder if that somehow the virtual reality thing, or if you could see everybody's trash.
Exactly. That's exactly right. I just moved out of my house and took my sister with me to dump all my things in the landfill. And she got to see the Kauai Lagoon landfill. And she was a little bit like, okay, maybe I should do something about it. And it's those little changes, those conversations on Kauai is so small too, that when they have these conversations, you still feel like you have this sort of sense of kuleana to do it.
Yeah, the personal responsibility.
Exactly, but it all can't be done by personal responsibility. One thing that I've learned from Kauai County was the producer responsibility laws that are in place for e-waste were actually very effective, this change. And so in speaking with Allison Fraley, she was saying that they have this program where the manufacturers of electronics actually pay into a program, a state program, that allows these counties or these counties to handle the waste. So here she is talking about that change.
We'd pay so much money for someone to take it as if it were hazardous waste, because there was no producer responsibility. The manufacturers didn't have to pay into the program or pay the state. They weren't regulated anything. And so the county just ended up having to deal with this stuff because we knew it was bad and it shouldn't go to landfill. But now that there's a law in place that requires the manufacturers to have programs available to the consumers, that now we have a grant-funded program, we have a recycler that's taking it 6 days a week. This is what we need for every kind of waste.
That's right. So there is emerging legislation nationwide and things like mattresses, carpets, paint, things that counties, when it gets to that end stream, can't really deal with. And so figuring out if the manufacturers can take care of things on the front end.
Right. And I know one issue is the solar panels. Oh, and what I learned this year, last year, was the wind turbines.
Where are you going to put it?
Exactly. And then the other thing I had in my mind, too, is surfboards.
Oh, yeah.
Lots to think about. All right. Thanks so much, Kuvehi.
Mahalo.
That was HPR's Kuvehi Hirishi wrapping up the week with our closer look at trash across our state.